This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Member states of the World Health Organization have unanimously passed a resolution brought by European Union members, African nations, and others calling for an independent, comprehensive evaluation of the international response to the COVID-19 outbreak coordinated by the UN Health Agency. The United States has sharply criticized the WHO and its relationship with China, where the outbreak erupted. Overnight, President Donald Trump listed concerns and criticisms about WHO to its General Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. It was not immediately clear how, when, or by whom that evaluation will be conducted. In an interview with British broadcaster Sky News, Dr. David Nabarro said, "This means the world will need to learn how to live with coronavirus."
We don't have a treatment on the horizon at the moment. There are some promising signs. And the time taken to get a vaccine that is developed, even if everything is done at warp speed, as some are suggesting, we believe will be between 1.5 and 2.5 years.
By the way, there is some important non-coronavirus news out there. The UN Special Envoy for Syria called for talks between Russia and the United States to help end the more than 9-year-old hot war. Geir Pedersen's encouragement to Moscow and Washington to take a leading role was his first public appeal to the rival powers on opposing sides of the conflict. Russia has been the key backer of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Pedersen added that Syria's opposed parties have agreed to resume talks in Geneva over their war-torn country as soon as travel restrictions linked to COVID-19 pandemic allow. The Wall Street this hour is down 30 points. They've been in negative territory all day. This is VOA News. A company based in the U.S. state of Massachusetts says its experimental vaccine against the coronavirus showed encouraging results in very early testing. Cambridge-based Moderna Incorporated said Monday that its vaccine triggered immune responses in 8 healthy middle-aged volunteers. The experimental vaccine generated antibodies similar to those seen in people who have recovered from COVID-19 in studies of volunteers who were given either a low or medium dose. The study is being led by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. South Sudan's Vice President Riek Machar has tested positive for the coronavirus. He said he had no symptoms but would self-isolate for 14 days. His wife, Defense Minister Angelina Tanis, some bodyguards and other staff members have also tested positive. South Sudan has recorded 282 cases of the virus, while 4 people have died, according to a tally by the WHO. President Donald Trump's White House doctor says he and the president had numerous